Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. Had an accident? Let them tackle your claim. HampsonHughes.com.
The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook. Pre-match.
The belief is inherent in terms of where we want to go. And that's never waned from the players. And because they're honest and because they're very focused and workmanlike, I see every day the effort and the energy that they put into it. And that'll be the same, and what we'll be looking to take into the game at the weekend.
So close to being champions last season, but today Liverpool are reminded of the strides they need to take in coming years as they face this season's champions, Chelsea. Three games to go, and Mourinho has wrapped it up already. Steven Gerrard leads the Reds out just below me, and he's the first figure to take his place in the guard of honour. It's something that the Liverpool players won't be delighted in doing, but it's their place to do it because they face Chelsea today. The pyrotechnics go off. John Terry leads the team of champions for 2014-15 out past the Liverpool players, who applaud. There aren't many smiles on the faces of that Liverpool team. Steven Gerrard, Simon Mignolet, Martin Skrtel, all members of a side that almost lifted the trophy last season. It's gone in a flash, is that occasion. The pyrotechnics continue round here. Mourinho's side have 22 more points than Liverpool with three games left to play. And that guard of honour, an early celebration for Chelsea, who'll lift the trophy on the final day of the season. The pyrotechnics must be 20 yards from us, but I'll tell you what, Bradley almost felt like that was singeing my hair off then.
It looks like it as well, Steve.
It's a bit warm, wasn't it? You could see some pretty unhappy faces from the Liverpool players there.
That'll be killing them inside there. Anyone that in that lineup there, and I'm not accusing, but anyone who's got a bit about them, and that will be killing them inside. I don't care what you say, it's difficult to do that. Clapping the champions on when you're a so-called top player yourself, and it's really difficult. And but as we said earlier in the show, you've got to be respectful and you've got to, you know, do your dues, and it is what it is. They've just got to get on with it, and as we said earlier, use it to inspire them in order to get to where Chelsea are now, and that's champions. But it must be so hard, and as you say, there's a few grim looking faces there clapping the Chelsea lads on.
Liverpool in all red today, Chelsea in all blue. Chelsea sprint away to our right-hand side, and the Matthew Harding stand referee for this afternoon is Andre Mariner. Just before we get a bit deeper into the commentary, a quick word from, of course, Bradley. Bradley Orr is alongside me today. For those who don't know, he's the uncle of John Flanagan, so a great footballing dynasty there. Real shame that John's missed out this season. He's had another operation on his knee. He's been a big miss for Liverpool this season, Bradley.
He has, without being biased. I think he's been a massive miss, and in my opinion, he's Liverpool's best fullback. You know, when games have been a little bit flat, you know, John's capable of going and hitting someone with a tackle that lifts the crowd, and he's been a big miss, and it's one of them situations now where he's just got to get his head down. He's in good spirits, and the sooner he's back for Liverpool Football Club, the better, because he will be a welcomed addition to the team that he played in last season that was so successful and very nearly won the league. And you know, I just hope that that's sooner rather than later for John C.
And he's got that heart, that passion, that little bit of a nature aggressiveness in his play that gets the fans off their seats, sets the tone and a tempo. We probably need to see a bit more of that from other players.
Well, he has. I mean, you know, we mentioned it last time we spoke. Everyone loves a Philippe Coutinho type who can nutmeg someone and put one in the top corner. But I'll tell you what, the Liverpool crowd don't have love someone who can go and put a tackle and put someone in Rose Ed, and that's what he's got in his locker. And hopefully the team today can start with that sort of passion and willing and get tackles in and ruffle this Chelsea team up, because if these get it their own way, I tell you what, they're going to take some stopping, because they're a good side, and Liverpool need to get in the faces, get tackles in early and take the game to them a little bit.
Okay, so the champions in blue against the Reds, who were oh so nearly that last season. And Chelsea will kick off shooting from right to left, so towards whether Liverpool fans are positioned behind that goal. And Chelsea play the ball backwards immediately towards Felipe Luis. He's got his hair tied back in the hairband. And out to Kurt Zouma and over to the right-hand side to Ivanovic. Chelsea start the game off. You won't miss any. We're on Radio City Sport for the next few hours. Three games to go in the Premier League season. It's been a miserable April for Liverpool as Raheem Sterling is challenged what looked like quite late by Fabregas. Sterling stayed down. Liverpool players, couple with their arms in their air. It's actually Skrtel ordering the ball to be sent back to Mignolet. Mignolet kicks it into touch. Sterling's down on the floor. This happened within about, 20 seconds of play starting.
If that. He's sent off. He sent him off, Steve. He sent Mikel off.
John Obi Mikel, red carded, straight away. Look, it happened so quickly. We can watch the replay now.
It was Fabregas.
It's Fabregas who's coming on the side, is he?
Oh, no. He's got mixed up, Mariner. He's booked
right.
Fabregas. So
it's two bookings, it's not a red card.
But what's he got
he's,
the card?
He's given a yellow card to Fabregas for lunging in there, and he's also given... Has he given a yellow card as well to John Obi Mikel?
What for, though? He was nowhere near.
Well, we can just see the yellow for Fabregas at the moment. I think for a moment, because I think he partially brought the red card out of his pocket, and it led to just a slight bit of confusion. Raheem Sterling's still down on the floor. You watch the replay of it, it doesn't look massively malicious to me. He's coming on the side of him.
Yeah, but it's one of them horrible ones that if your foot's planted. I'll be surprised if Sterling carries on here, because that was a bad, bad tackle.
I've just seen another angle from that one, and his ankle absolutely collapses under the pressure of the challenge.
Usually what happens there is that if you do get it, sometimes you can ride the tackle and your foot's not planted. Sterling's foot there is planted, and as he's caught him, that's caused a twist. And if he carries on there, I'll be surprised, because I'll tell you what, it was a bad tackle. But it doesn't look too bad, to be fair to him, walking there.
Well, it is 11 against 11, that's for sure. And Raheem Sterling jogs off to this near side. It's the right angle. Brendan Rodgers is close enough to be able to go over and have a quick word to check that he thinks he's okay. Sterling's got to be able to run that off. For the likes of me, if that happened to me, your ankle's busted in a second. He's a tougher little character than I am.
He is. He's a little tough. So. But I tell you what, it's going to be important for Stertle today, because looking at the lineup, I thought Liverpool were going with a three. They've actually gone with a flat back four, which means Emre Can's up against Eden Hazard. So important for Sterling to be disciplined today in his defensive duties and give Emre Can as much help as possible going backwards and doubling up against Eden Hazard.
So here's the line at Mignolet in goal. It's Emre Can, Martin Skrtel, Dejan Lovren and Glenn Johnson completing the defensive four. Midfield three, Steven Gerrard, Jordan Henderson, Raheem Sterling and then Adam Lallana, Philip Coutinho and Ricky Lambert completing the 11. Liverpool's bench, Danny Ward, Colo Torre, Alberto Moreno, Lucas, Joe Allen, Jordan Ibe, Jerome Sinclair. And that moment, Philip Coutinho is the latest Liverpool player to come tumbling to the Stamford Bridge turf.
Tell you what, Steve, in the opening minutes, Chelsea certainly don't look like they're in holiday mode. They're getting stuck right. There's another tackle from Ivanovic. They're getting stuck right into Liverpool. And what we spoke about before, what Liverpool need, Chelsea have come out the traps and have showed exactly that. A little bit of fight, a bit of willing. And they've hit Liverpool with three hard tackles in the opening minutes.
The game.
Hazard dribbles it to the halfway line with that glide of his. Then Felipe Luis, a crossfield ball, picked out by Willian. One-time Liverpool target, crossing from him, looking for Hazard. But Skrtel just about diverts that behind the Liverpool goal to concede the first corner of the match.
Great ball in by Willian, but superb defender by Martin Skrtel. Just picks up a great position in the middle of the six-yard box, and unfortunately for Liverpool, heads it away. Good start from Chelsea, though.
Fantastic start. I mean, they've come in with it to every tackle like it means the world to them.
Oh, they've hit Liverpool with three tackles in the first 3 minutes. That, I tell you what, it's no coincidence why these are the champions. They can not only play, but they can get right in your face and mix it.
Fabregas, corner on the right-hand side, outswinger towards Terry! It's taken him 4 minutes minutes and 41 seconds, John Terry scores for the champions Chelsea against Simon Mignolet. It was very simple. It was a corner from the right from Fabregas. And John Terry, Chelsea's player of the season in many people's eyes, with a straightforward header across the goal and into the corner. Chelsea 1, Liverpool 0.
Well, we spoke about him at the start of the show, Steve. John Terry, now, there's no doubt about it. He is their danger man from set pieces. And Liverpool would have spent time picking the bones out of Chelsea's set pieces. And to go and concede a header like that in the opening 5 minutes is quite criminal. It's got to be better, no doubt about it. It's got to be better.
Had a man on the line in Steven Gerrard, but it's more about the man, I think, who was trying to stop John Terry in terms of the jump. And we know how much of a jump Terry's got on him.
Well, he's the danger man. You know, I don't know how many goals that is for him this season, but he does it time and time again. And Liverpool will have spent time this week practicing on how to stop that. And as I say, it's just not good enough to go and concede like that in the opening 5 minutes where John Terry is the man that they look for.
So 1-0 to Chelsea, and it's come in 4 minutes. Liverpool got themselves a corner. Steven Gerrard being barracked by the Chelsea fans all around that end. An outswinger from Gerrard through the 6-yard box. No one could connect with it. Coutinho finds possession far side of the area. Rams it back in. Another chance for Coutinho. He's taking the deflection and it flicks out wide for another corner for Liverpool.
It does great to engineer himself a chance to get the shot off. But just prior to that, great ball into the box from the corner from Steven Gerrard. And Martin Skrtel was just so close to getting on the end of it. Another corner. Same delivery needed.
Gerrard again looks focused, gets his head down, digs into that ball. This time it's headed away by Kurt Zouma in the 6-yard box. Once again, Coutinho picks it up, but further out to the far side. Slips though, releases possession. Henderson with a wide ball. Johnson's run onto it, left side of the penalty area. Gets into the box, the former Chelsea man, and then it ends up being sliced in towards the side netting. Everything looked good until that point. Good close control. Went past Ivanovic, who had his hands behind his body. And then I don't think even with the touch of the keeper, I think Johnson's just clipped it himself into the netting.
He did. He done great. He done the hard part. Went past Ivanovic just like he wasn't there. And then uses his right foot rather than his left. Quite a bizarre choice, but he done well getting there.
Here's Lallana, 25 yards from goal. Toe pokes it onto the left side of the area where Coutinho takes up camp. Fires a shot at goal. Top save by the keeper, Thibaut Courtois. And then backwards header away. Coming from Ivanovic, out to Hazard on the right side. I think Bradley said to me before commentary, how many points has he made or saved for Chelsea this season? There you go, yet again. Brilliant save when it's needed from Courtois.
He really is top drawer. I mean, and you said before, 23. I didn't realise he was that young. He must have saved Chelsea 20, 25 points easy this season with important saves he makes in important games. And he's just done it. He's just done the same again there.
Hazard with that low, quick motion of his, which takes him up to the halfway line. Tries for the short pass to Fabregas. Not enough on it. Chan intercepted. Liverpool on the counter-attack. Sterling inside the Chelsea half. Takes the shot from distance. And he rumbles it wide left of goal. But look, at least they've upped the ante. They're getting into positions. Couple of shots on goal after a start that saw them go behind within 4 minutes.
Positive little bit of play from Liverpool there. Good interception from Chan and getting Sterling on the ball who showed he was positive. It's just the end product he needs to improve on, Sterling. I think that's clear to see, but positive play. And the last couple of minutes Liverpool have got into it a little bit more.
There's Dejan Lovren going backwards to defend, feeds it back into his keeper's feet, and it looked awkward for a second. Then Mignolet didn't quite get enough of a clearance on that ball with Willian chasing it. Skrtel just about spared the blushes there. Another example of where Simon Mignolet's game is perhaps at its weakest, the kicking. And Willian picks it up inside the Liverpool half. There's always a worry when it comes to his feet.
It baffles me because, okay, you want to play from the back, but there's times when you can't. When you're getting closed down at pace like Remy just has there, just do the simple thing and get it as far away from your goal as possible. You don't have to do the complicated thing by trying to play.
It's Willian in the centre circle, outside of the boot. He feeds a lovely, delicious-looking ball for Ivanovic, and a very late challenged by Lallana, gets that ball out of play for a Chelsea throw.
Good defensive work there by Lallana though, just seeing his duty out and tracking Ivanovic. But what a ball by William, the outside of the foot.
Throw in, puts Chelsea on the front foot. Fabregas, across the face of goal with his shot. That's come off the keeper last and goes out for a throw in for Chelsea near the left-hand corner flag.
Again though, Steve, how easy is that? That's off a throw in and results in Fabregas having a shot, okay, from an angle, but with only Mignolet to beat, it's too easy that.
Lallana down the left wing. Willian almost trotting back casually to try and help dispossess him, but Lallana keeps it on that left-hand side and the ball's toe-poked back towards the dead ball line.
Foul.
Kept in play. Lallana is fouled next to that dead ball line on the left, and Liverpool get themselves a set-piece opportunity on the dead ball line, left side of the Chelsea penalty area.
Yeah, you got what he deserved there, Lallana, just chasing a little bit of a lost cause, and all of a sudden Liverpool have got a set piece in a dangerous area, so credit to Lallana for chasing that down there.
Might just produce something, and they've put just about everyone inside the penalty area. Chan and Johnson stay back. Sterling will start this on the edge of the box, but Jordan Henderson is the taker of the free kick for Liverpool. And Stephen Gerrard, who scored with his head from a corner last week against QPR, adopts a similar position just in front of John Obi Mikel. Henderson ready to take. A lot of bursting movement by red shirts to Gerrard!
Yes!
He's done it again.
Great header.
Set piece on the left side of the box. Gerrard works a little bit of space just behind two blue shirts, and he nicks a little header into the corner of Thibaut Courtois' net. And Liverpool are level with Chelsea. They've been second best in this game, but Steven Gerrard, for a second successive match, using his head to good effect, and it's Chelsea 1, Liverpool 1.
Ah, I'm delighted for him there, Steve. If you wanted anyone to score today in a red shirt, it's him. And it was a great header, great ball in from Henderson. I was just about to say, if Liverpool are going to get anything from this game, at the minute it looks like it's going to be a set piece. And up pops that man again with his head. And how many times to say it, Steven Gerrard, he just produces, doesn't he?
Near half-time, it is half-time, and it's 1-1. Chelsea scored early doors in the game. John Terry with a header. Liverpool won't be happy with the way they conceded that one, something they should have worked on. And Liverpool were simply second best for probably 40 minutes. But when they got the chance, and it came from a set piece, the skipper, on his final occasion against Chelsea, made his announcement. 1-1 through Steven Gerrard's header. That's the scoreline at half-time. Bradley Orr.
I think you've just summarised it up perfectly well there, Steve. It's been very much one-sided, but Liverpool are still within a chance of winning this game. You know, Steven Gerrard pops up with a header late on, and all of a sudden you're going into the break with it all to play for. It's going to be difficult. They certainly need to up it, but it's there to play for. And as you say, with the goal there, they've given themselves a chance. Very, very one-sided game though so far.
The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook. Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors, a winning team to take on your personal injury claim.
Welcome back for the second half here at Stamford Bridge as it's Chelsea 1, Liverpool 1. The two teams coming out of the tunnels. Doesn't look like Liverpool have swapped anything around. Simon Mignolet going through the stretches in his penalty area. You've got his two centre-halves in Martin Skrtel and Dejan Lovren out there. Emre Can now walks out of the tunnel, so he'll move over to the right-back position. Glenn Johnson not out yet, but he was the left-back first half. Here he comes, so the back five as it was, the midfield the same, and Steven Gerrard, the goal scorer, alongside Jordan Henderson and Raheem Sterling there, and then further forward, Ricky Lambert, Philip Coutinho and Adam Lallana. Ricky Lambert turns round and G's on the rest of the Liverpool side. Chelsea, they made a change in the first half through injury, with Kurt Zouma replaced by Gary Cahill. That's their only change in the game. We're underway once more. Liverpool shooting from right to left, so towards their fans who've made this trip. There's 41,547 inside Stamford Bridge, whereas Chelsea 1, Liverpool 1. The sunshine is out, but can Liverpool up their level of their game? Bradley Orr.
Well, they need to, Steve, if they want to get anything out of the game. They need to do so immediately. The first half was very one-sided. Chelsea looked sharp.
They looked like they wanted it more. So if Liverpool are going to get anything from this game, it needs to be a lot better.
Coutinho finds a pass out wide to the right side for Ricky Lambert. Has to play it backwards to Chan under some pressure. Now Gerrard and Chan combine on the far right side. Hazard closes them down. Liverpool find a way out. Nice 1-2. Henderson rolls it into the box for Lallana. Turns to shoot towards goal. And there was quite a bit in the build-up to that move to be admired.
Honest to God, how easy is it? Looks so simple. A little 1-2 using Ricky Lambert as the wall. But it's so hard to defend. That's where you will get your joy. You know, your flair players like Coutinho, Lallana, Sterling, get them on the ball, given and going. And all of a sudden you get a shot on goal.
Ivanovic almost slips as he passes it to Hazard. A few of these players have been slipping today. Told you how much the sprinklers have been on. And now Liverpool play it forward to Raheem Sterling. Sterling attacks the box, shows his pace, goes wide on the left side. Felipe Luis follows him all the way. Sterling finds more space. Goodness me. And then sent it back to Philip Coutinho. So whose shot was narrowly wide on the left-hand side. Well, Raheem Sterling, just a bag of tricks, too hard to handle. And he sent it back to Coutinho, side-footed that shot on the wrong side of the goalpost.
Ah, well, initially it was a great ball by Coutinho and then a positive run by Sterling. And he used his brain there a little bit, Steve, whereas you would expect them to have a little snapshot with his left foot, but realised it wasn't on, checks back onto his right foot and produces Coutinho with a lovely little ball, and it was inches away at the side net, and unlucky from Liverpool. Better start, though.
Interviewed Lallana this week, and he was just talking about the frustrations of the season for him. He said, you know, for him, it's been a little bit of a write-off because he hasn't had the consistency. Injuries have been a constant problem for him. He said next season he really hopes to show what he's about. Here he is, halfway line. Picks up the pace brilliantly, gets past three and keeps it going. Still, now he's gone past four, left footed, chips it in, maybe an opportunity. It's gone far to the right hand side where Sterling will keep it in play. Wonderful yet again by Lallana. He took four Chelsea players out of the game there.
I'll tell you what a piece of play that was again from Lallana. His balance and the ability to go on either foot, he just glides past people. And as I said, he's got it in his locker. I just wish he'd produce it on a more regular basis.
That's lovely from Gerrard for Johnson. Finds him on the money, out on the left wing. Johnson scrapes his way past Willian, chips the ball into the box. It deserved more from the start that Steven Gerrard provided through that sort of 40, 50-yard pinger.
That's just right out of the top draw, that pass. That's Steven Gerrard all over, isn't it? What a ball. And there he is again, just giving Fabregas a little bit of a shoulder.
Upsetting his run, but Chelsea do come out firing on all cylinders here with Hazard making the run, rolling it to Loic Remy, sorry, Willian, right side of the penalty area. Wraps it across the face of goal. Well, how quick are his feet? Ben Johnson had barely budged his legs by the time that Willian had turned the ball onto his right foot and rammed a ball, a shot right across the face of goal.
He's some player, isn't he, William? Wasn't he a target for Liverpool at one point?
Yeah, very close at one point.
Yeah.
Another one of those.
And the Anzi, the Russian, you can say Makalaka.
Anzi Makalaka, yeah. Here's Sterling, providing the attack for Liverpool. Asking questions at Chelsea, in towards Lallana, goes for the shot, takes a deflection, goes out for a corner. Lallana finding himself the main man again. Pat on the head with Coutinho.
Great little position he took up, good ball from Sterling, and that's what he's got, the balance he's got to receive the ball and turn in one motion and then get a shot off is what Adam Lallana is all about. You just need to keep getting him on it, keep getting him on it. Who's he bringing off here, Steve? Oh, Loftus-Cheek. I tell you what, he's done really well, him.
He's putting on a bit more experience, isn't he? Mourinho was sort of waving his arms at the referee, but sort of almost half-heartedly, as if to say, well, he'll see me eventually. And then Loftus-Cheek finds out he's the man to come off. One giant replaced by an even bigger one, Nemanja Matic.
He's going to be some player, Loftus-Cheek. No frills. Just does the job, but does it really well. What a future that Edwin Lee's got, that young lad. But 6'4" coming off and 6'5" coming on, just as the set piece is getting whipped in for Liverpool.
Corner from the right side towards Steven Gerrard, headed away by Felipe Luis. It'll bounce just past the body of Raheem Sterling, who's under pressure and loses out on possession near the halfway line to Cesc Fabregas. Fabregas, is he taking his mask off there? Now Liverpool come on the attack on the right wing. Here's Lallana, chips the ball into the box, goes behind Lambert, falls to the wrong man in Martin Skrtel when he tried the half volley, lifted the right foot up and he just collided with that ball high in towards the fans behind the goal.
He's coming on, Steve. Young Sinclair, next time the ball goes out of touch, he's on, number 48 on his back. I'm absolutely delighted for this lad.
Latest part in the Liverpool production line is a guy who knows how to score goals. Massive future ahead of him, given a big opportunity by the manager. And what must he be feeling like now,
Bradley?
That's
great. And you know what? Gives the fans a big lift, because there's nothing better than seeing a young lad coming on the pitch for your team. And it's, as I say before, with Sinclair, and you put Ibe, Sterling, Flanagan, Rossiter, Branagh, all them into the mix, and it's great. It's not all doom and gloom for the club. The future is bright. You just need to add to them that young talent with the right experience and characters.
Okay, 9-4-48 is the change. 48 goes to number. Sorry, 48's Sinclair. So Ricky Lambert makes way, and the pace of Jerome Sinclair comes on. Ricky gives him a pat, but big smiles from Brendan Rodgers for his young boy.
Ah, brilliant. Got a spring in his step, hasn't he?
He'd be desperate to make an impression. Him, Shea Ojo have been part of a blossoming under 21 scene this season in terms of attack. Both went out on loan to Wigan, but Shea got more football time there.
And he'll want to pose a different threat, Ian, now Sinclair. Just totally different to what Lambert offers. He's going to be looking to get off the shoulder of the Chelsea defenders and make that and little runs in behind. So
Gerrard flips the ball into the box. Courtois comes out and catches ahead of Glenn Johnson, and looking to bowl the ball out as Thibaut Courtois then takes his time instead. So Sinclair's just taken up a position virtually dead central, almost where Ricky Lambert was.
Yeah, that's what I said. He'll go right up there and lead the attack, but as I say, he's a totally different animal to Ricky Lambert. He'll look to make little sharp dat and runs in behind, whereas Ricky Lambert hasn't got that in his locker. So Liverpool need to recognise that Jerome Sinclair's strengths are playing off the shoulder, getting in behind and using his pace and try and get him in them little spaces in behind Chelsea's back four.
Fabregas, too much space for him. Goes onto his left foot, weak shot, and thankfully, well, Dejan Lovren.
What's he doing, Steve?
Just backs off, gives him the opportunity to turn it into a shooting chance.
Honestly, how easy is that? Didn't even make an attempt to get a block or shift his feet and defend properly. It was just too easy.
Fabregas hits one out wide to the left wing. Chan won't get there first. Felipe Luis stumbles as he initially controlled the ball. So Chan takes it back near the corner flag. Felipe Luis has done him, won him off him, gone down the dead ball line, and ends up with Hazard. He's on the left edge of the penalty area. Tries to tee up Fabregas on his right foot. Now his left foot. He's rumbled through the challenges. Fabregas, left-footed shot. Takes a deflection off Martin Skrtel.
Brilliant.
Goes
from Skrtel,
out for a
but
corner.
He's hurt. Martin Skrtel's hurt. And it all leads from Emre Can trying to be a bit too clever, a little bit too cocky. And as a result, Skrtel's rolling around the floor in agony here.
No one was near him when he made that challenge for the ball, Skrtel, by the way. The shot from Fabregas, Skrtel went down on his own. He seems to have dragged his left leg underneath him.
Yeah, he looks like he's just jarred it. But I mean, how many times you see Martin Skrtel throwing his body in the line of the ball and coming away with a fantastic block, and he's done it again. But unfortunately, it looks like he's hurt himself this time.
Well, Lucas is joining the play in a moment or two. He's just limbering himself up. We've just been on our TV screen showing some little plastic sheets that the Chelsea fans have put together with a caution Steven Gerrard slip on
God,
it.
Honest
well,
to God.
Steven certainly rammed it down their throat, hasn't he, with that headed goal?
Do you know what? I just can't stand these fans and everything they stand for. I just do not like them one bit. They do me head in.
Skrtel's back up on his feet. But is he OK to continue? Lucas limbering up like he thinks that the substitution will still happen. Colin Pascoe and Brendan Rodgers yet to 100% decide, but I think Skrtel is off the field while this corner's being taken.
He looks okay, doesn't he? He's moving quite well.
Yeah, he's run back round to the other side of the field.
Is he gone?
Where is he going? He's running back towards the halfway line. Corner taken by Chelsea. Flicked header across the Liverpool area before Henderson's volleyed clearance away. Drops to Obi Mikel. Throw in for Chelsea. Have to be taken again because the substitution will be made before it happens. Steven Gerrard being replaced by Lucas. Gerrard gives the armband to Jordan Henderson. And Gerrard's final contest against Chelsea, contest which he's enjoyed for a variety of reasons over the years, not necessarily goal scoring, but it has ended on a goal scoring note for him. And the Chelsea fans and the Liverpool fans all get to their feet, and the whole ground in unison applauds him. That is lovely to see. What a wonderful show of respect by the majority, 99%. Yeah. Of this crowd. That really is something.
It is. And do you know what? About time, to be fair, that the Al Plaster Flag Brigade showed a little bit of respect towards an absolute legend in his own lifetime in Steven Gerrard. And fitting tribute that, because to be fair, the full ground were on the feet, giving him the ovation that he deserves. And but now they've just they give him a standing ovation and then revert to type by singing the Owl song that involves a slip. But you'd expect not, unless I'm not having these fans one bit.
Here's Henderson now, midway in the Chelsea half, forward to Sinclair.
Great little pass,
nice one too. Didn't quite come off for Henderson though. Sinclair delivered it back to him perfectly, and then it goes backwards and ends up with Mignolet just outside his penalty area. So starting to see how Sinclair can link up in those areas.
That's it. He's not only capable of running in behind, but he is capable of linking the play and being a little bit of a good play by Sterling.
Sterling dead ball line, cuts it in low to the near post. It has to be turned out by Courtois for a corner.
Nearly sneaked in near post there.
You know, you never feel like Sterling's engine is dying at all. He's got this 110% physical attitude,
hasn't
he?
He's a fit lad, isn't he? He's, you know, he's... As we spoke about, he's an athlete, he's quick, he's strong, he's powerful, and he was unfortunate there not to get a little bit...
Liverpool corner, love from them with the...
Overhead kick.
An overhead kick, but put it into context, his foot never got above his knee height.
The overhead chin.
And Ray Chan will start a run for the Reds.
Coutinho's on.
Chan
he's
into the centre for Coutinho. Oh. Coutinho has a little stab of it.
It's
second
in.
Go is a,
oh.
goal, a goal, which the keeper had almost got wrong footed and fallen to the floor when Coutinho finally struck it goalwards. It took a ricochet and it looked for one moment like it might wean its way into the right corner of the net, but Thibaut Courtois just about got round.
Yeah, I thought the deflection had done him there. See, but the ball just got the sting taken right out of it, and Courtois was able to gather. Unlucky though. Better from Liverpool.
Coutinho once more. He's trying to go central. Sinclair's to his right. Ives even further out. And Ives found with a pass near the right side of the penalty area. Ball comes back out to Lucas. Lucas shapes with a ball in towards Sinclair. Falls to Henderson.
Oh.
Takes it on the volley. And Henderson's volley clipped wide left of goal.
Didn't fancy the shot there, Lucas, with his left foot. Unlucky from Henderson, not a bad effort.
What do you make of the overall game, Bradley? And maybe give you most range man of the match as well for Liverpool.
That's going to be difficult, isn't it? Because the first half, it was so one-sided. And obviously the goal that Liverpool got gave them a shimmer of hope. And they've come out second half and done an awful lot better and probably been the better side. But as far as man of the match goes, it's difficult because I thought Lallana started the second half great until the substitution, and then Coutinho showed flashes. Beyond that, there's not much to choose from where you say there's been an outstanding player. So I mean, I don't know. Coutinho, I mean, I don't know. Let's give it to Coutinho because he showed little flashes and he wasn't too bad in the first half either. But I don't think there's been anyone that stood out, really, do you?
Not 100% today.
Who would you have given it to, then?
I thought Lallana had a brilliant spell.
Yeah, so did I, but...
But as you say, maybe it wasn't for the whole game.
Difficult, isn't it?
Steven Gerrard's goal is a big factor, but again, another one who maybe in the first half things bypassed him somewhat. Here's Coutinho now in the centre circle, struggles under the pressure of Mikel. And then Chelsea send it back forward with Cuadrado. We're into the 90th minute, so we're playing 4 minutes of added time. And Liverpool launch a counter-attack.
I mean, Skrtel stood strong and produced some great blocks and stuff. And, you know, Sterling's huffed and puffed a little bit, but there's been no real outstanding performer.
He might get a match winner here. Here's Ibe into the penalty area. He's got men with him. Jordan Ibe, challenged for possession, loses it just at the dangerous point. Yeah, I think
I changed my mind on the man of the match. I'll go Skrtel.
Martin Skrtel.
Just for the fact that he does what he does and has put his body on the line, got some good blocks in and stood up to the task a little bit. And also because there's no one else really to give it to.
Martin Skrtel, Bradley Orr's most ranged man of the match, and closing in on full time, just 2 minutes to play here at Stamford Bridge, 6:10 on a Sunday evening. Another two games to go in the Barclays Premier League for Liverpool after this. A point taken at the Bridge, not normally a bad result. As Simon Mignolet put under some unnecessary pressure for a second. Was the call right between him and Johnson, but he's managed to clip it away for a throw-in on this near side for Chelsea. Ivanovic leaves the ball to run on. And there's some baiting between the two sets of fans now as Ivanovic makes a throw down the right-hand side. Turned away on the heel of Lovren. Forward towards Henderson. Henderson chips it over the top for Sinclair.
That's a foul, surely.
Well, it is a foul. He's gone into Gary Cahill. The referee's ignored it, but that's Cahill's style of play. Ends up back with Johnson in the left-back position. Johnson central to Lucas. Lucas, what are we on now? 93 minutes. One more minute to make. Ibe going on a lung-busting run. Plays it out to left wing for Sterling. Sterling with two in the box, tries to take on Cuadrado, beats him on the left side. Big opportunity to close the game out for Liverpool. It's chipped far post, comes out towards Chan, who rams it into the side netting. There's to be no final minute finale for Liverpool. We go past the 93rd minute with 30 seconds, and I think that shot might just be the final shot.
I think so. Great little bit of play by Sterling, just standing as fullback up there, getting to the byline and thinking not a bad ball into the box, but I think the shot should be the final action of the game, and Liverpool will walk away with a draw, I think.
So Thibaut Courtois prepares to take what will be the final goal kick, left footed over the halfway line. He's ahead of Glenn Johnson. Liverpool stab it forward towards Raheem Sterling. Lucas. The referee blows up on a one-all draw between Chelsea and Liverpool, undoubtedly headlined by Steven Gerrard's equalising goal on the last time he'll face Chelsea after 40 meetings with them. A headed goal to salvage a point for Liverpool. Handshakes out there and a game of two halves as Liverpool were really second best in the first half. But in the second half came out a livelier beast. But no goals in the second half. First half saw goals from John Terry and Steven Gerrard, the two captains. And it's a point apiece. Chelsea 1, Liverpool 1. Just a recap on Bradley Orr's man of the match, most ranged man of the match. It was Bradley.
It was Martin Skrtel, just for the fact that he got a few blocks in when needed. And I think as well as Liverpool done second half, and it was an awful lot better than they did first half, there was no real like individual standout performances. And just the fact that Skrtel does what he does and gets his body in the line and gets important blocks in and stands up to the task a little bit, I'd give it to him. But it was better from Liverpool's second half, but I think the pluses are that young Jerome Sinclair got a run out, delighted for him. Coutinho showed little bits. Lallana, I thought, was superb from the second half kick off until the minute he got the Shepherds. And Gerrard's goal, I think, was I was delighted that Gerrard scored today. And any set of fans that get the opportunity to watch Steven Gerrard play for the last time in the Premier League should be privileged. This lot here, they gave him a standing ovation, and then immediately after,
and then ruined it.
Yeah, ruined it, because they are what they are. You can only revert to type, and this set of fans are just not for me, put it that way.
Well, I think there probably was some heartfelt feeling from some of them, but clearly there was an overwhelming sort of jeer and a song which you wouldn't want to hear just minutes after everyone stood up and applauded him off the pitch. And when they did do that, he turned around and thanked everyone for being involved in that. But actually, I watched Jose Mourinho just after it, and I think they were doing it because Mourinho had asked them to do it. He came out and applauded his fans for applauding them off.
Yeah.
And then, of course, they went back to that tie. But let's forget about that. What do you think Liverpool will make of their overall performance today?
First half, nowhere near. Miles off. I think it was so one-sided it was untrue. And then Steven Gerrard pops up with a goal, which gives you a little glimmer of hope. Going into the second half, I thought they were a lot better, and they were probably the better team. Showed some good flashes, some good patterns of play, and got in some good positions, but without really punishing Chelsea and being ruthless. I think Chelsea took the foot off a little bit, but you know, that's credit to Liverpool and the way they went about it. But I think it's a disappointing in the fact that you would expect Liverpool to go and get right after Chelsea from the off. They never done that. They got better second half, which you've got to give them credit for, but there's a lot to be done.
How excited should Liverpool fans be about an attacking lineup that has the youth of Raheem Sterling, Jordan Ibe and Jerome Sinclair? We see three out there. We've got another possible one in Shea Ojo who might make his way in the future, but we've seen three in a very high-profile match there. Are they the future?
I think so. I think they've got to be excited, and it's something for them to cling on to, the fact that you've got such talented young players ready to come into the first team now and impact that, not just come along for the experience or, you know, to help put the kit out. They're there on merit because they deserve to be, and they can go in and make a difference and impact the team, which is exciting because, you know, you look around the top clubs in and around the country, there's not many who are prepared to go bang, there you go, get them youngsters involved, and because they're at that level. Liverpool have got that, so it's something for the supporters to be happy about, excited about and cling on to, and it's looking good for the youth of the club.
And as you say, I mean, there's no reason why Jerome shouldn't have been given his chance. No one else is scoring goals at the moment, so it was nice to see a young lad out there and trying to grab the opportunity. Again, will he get chances in the final two games of the season? Maybe so, because the same thing would apply.
Oh, well, you'd hope so, wouldn't you? Because as we spoke about it, there's no one that's, you know, keeping the shirt or ripping the spot away from him by doing so well. So why not give him a chance? You know, you get rewarded on what you achieve, and that young lad's done so well in the under-21 league this season that he deserves his chance. And when he gets his chance, it's up to him obviously to grab it by both hands, and you'd like to think that the manager will give him another run out next game and so on towards the end of the season. And it's it only bodes well for the future, because as I say, we've mentioned a number of names that go with Jerome Sinclair that will no doubt be involved with Liverpool's first team squad for hopefully for years to come, but certainly moving forward into next season, and that bodes well, and it's a glimmer of hope for everyone to cling on to, and it's very important that the club add to that in the right way by going and identifying characters, seasoned pros who have been there and done that, who can help bring these young lads on, because at the minute with Steven Gerrard leaving and not many other leaders or men that you could say will take on that mantle and that role, it's vital that Liverpool recruit in the right way to enhance the progression of these youngsters that they've got at the disposal.
And I think from what we saw in the second half, played well, just very quickly. If they had a prolific scorer in the side, you know, a top marksman in the side, there's every chance they might have won that game, and that's another thing to take out of this. I mean, put a top marksman in there, they walk away from the bridge with 3 points.
Well, you know, just go back to last season, you put Luis Suarez in there, you probably win the game second half. We haven't got that. Need to right that wrong, and it will be interesting to see what happens in the off-season.
Post-match. We were working very hard in the game. We didn't start well. But obviously, once they get the goal, that was a difficult period for us at the opening 20 minutes of the game. But I felt that then we grew into it, got the goal. I thought second half we were outstanding and were clearly the better team. And just lacked that little bit of quality just in the final third.
The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook. Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. They're at the top of their game. Go to hampsonhughes.com.